Road to the Texas Revolution Hook Exercise. Directions. With a partner, examine the two primary source excerpts below and answer the questions that follow. Document A. Letter from Stephen F. Austin to one of the Fredonian rebels. Stephen F. Austin to B.J. Thompson, December 24, 1826. Sir, I have heard with the greatest astonishment that you have taken an active part in the commotions in that part of the country. My friend, I hope you will not take my frankness amiss when I say that you have committed an error, and you have by that rash act injured your own standing with the government, and made the words of your enemies true, and you have jeopardized the prospects of this whole country. Write me as soon as possible, and write frankly what you intend to do, and what is the state of things in that country, for we have many rumors here, and rumors that I hope are false, although they come from very direct from travelers who are daily passing, but I am unwilling to believe that you have all run mad. Question 1. Stephen F. Austin addresses the Fredonia rebel B.J. Thompson as my friend in Document A. Based on the excerpt of the letter, do you think Austin and Thompson remain friends after Thompson received this letter? Explain your reasoning. Document B. Announcement of the Law of April 6, 1830, Mexican Legislation in the United States. Article 11. In virtue of the authority which has been reserved by the General Congress to itself by Article 7th of the Law of the 18th of August of 1824, all foreigners whose country is bounding on said state and territory of the Federation shall be prohibited from settling within the said state or territory, in consequence of which all the contracts that have not taken effect and are opposed to this law shall be suspended. Wherefore, I declare, in the name of the Mexican government, that whatever contract shall have been made in violation of said law will be null and void, it being understood that colonization in the state of Coahuila in Texas and the territory of New Mexico by citizens of the United States has been prohibited. Published in the Baltimore, November 5, 1830, by Jose M. Tornell. Question 2. Using the information from Document B, explain why the Mexican government provided a warning to the United States government about the newly established Mexican law of April 6, 1830. How do you think the United States government reacted or responded to this announcement? With your partner, decide if these two primary source documents are connected in any way. Explain your reasoning.